Appearing on AgriTalk, House Agriculture Committee Chairman Colin Peterson said he understands why most major farm and commodity groups, while fully supportive of the agricultural provisions that he added to the Waxman-Markey climate change bill, oppose the overall bill.
If this was going to become law, I would have voted no. You know, it's still got problems. You know, I've been talking to a number of the senators that are from rural states, and there's no question in my mind that some of the problems that I got most of the stuff in agriculture fixed, but there's other problems with this bill that I believe will be addressed in the Senate.
And if they're not?
I've told my leadership that if this bill does not meet my test for agriculture and rural America at the end of the day, I'm going to vote against it.
Senate Environment and Public Works Committee Chairwoman Barbara Boxer is expected to begin hearings on climate change legislation on July 7th, with testimony from Energy Secretary Stephen Chu, EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson, and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Boxer has said she intends to mark up legislation modeled on the House bill in the committee before the August recess. Majority Leader Harry Reid has given other committees with jurisdiction, including agriculture, a September 18th deadline to complete their own markups. In an interview with AgriPulse, National Corn Growers Association CEO Rick Tolman said ag groups are counting on the Senate to lessen the bill's impact on farm input suppliers.
We're trying to study now what are the implications, what are the impacts on utility rates, on electricity rates, on fuel prices, on the ability of our farm equipment industry to compete both domestically and internationally, how much impact it's going to have on our fertilizer industry, and better understand that. And we certainly support the concept of becoming more environmentally friendly and addressing greenhouse gases if that's what science says we need to do, but we need to make sure it's not at too high a cost.
By the way, Peterson said he will be a member of the House Senate Conference Committee that hammers out a climate change compromise. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.